Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thotas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
So we have on record you ignore Monet Carter's call? I'm just saying, do we have on record that you ignore Monet's call? I mean, she ignored your call on record. You should get justice. Justice from Monet Exchange. Fans, I want to know what you think about the Monique-Monet drama. First, Monique ignored Monet's call, and then Monet ignored Monique's call. I cannot believe this is your miscongeniality.
Anyway, welcome to a brand new episode of Sibling Rivalry.
That's not how we open our podcast.
How do we... Right.
Hey guys, my name is Bob the Drag Queen.
I'm Monet Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
Ooh. On this week's episode, we discussed that one time Bob got robbed.
We discussed the first time Monet ever talked to RuPaul.
And then we find out what made Bob say this.
I did not like Raven because Raven said some shady shit about me during my season.
And you made me not like her. And we find out what made me say this. I think Tyra Sanchez is rude, nasty. She's a cunt. During my season...
Pretty much, I will let Tyra know that she is a fat cunt.
Oh my God, girl. Should we tell them the tea?
Let's tell them the tea, girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Patreon account.
I thought we had Patron. I thought they were bringing Patron. Bring the Patron out. We have a Patreon account. Patreon.com/Sibling Rivalry Podcast.
Yes.
And if you sign up now, you can get a monthly contribution.
A monthly generous contribution.
A monthly generous contribution. Reach right in your pocket. Reach right past that. You know, slide your hand right past that meat. You know what's in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go into your...
Literally a slab of steak.
And then grab your wallet and give us a monthly contribution to get exclusive content, ladies and gentlemen.
Exclusive, bitch. Shit that no one else is going to see. It's going to be for you.
Ooh, y'all really... We were arguing just now.
Come on, they pissed me off.
And you pissed me off.
How'd I piss you off? What'd I do?
By you being ridiculous. And here's the thing, Bob. When you talk, you argue, you only hear what you want to hear. And when other people talk...
I didn't hear that. I didn't want to hear it. What'd you say?
You are so set on what your argument is. You have no time. You don't want to hear what they want to say. And you pretend like you're listening. You just double down on the point. Literally not listening to anything that happened.
My original drag name was Double Down. No, what I'm saying is... Okay, me and Monet were arguing because Monet was late today.
Okay.
And I was saying that if we had been on time, Mitch would still be here. Mitch is one of our producers, mm-hmm. would be here to record us. But Mitch and Monet were both late.
Mm-hmm.
So we are sitting here. So me and Monet are running around, pressing buttons. I'm plugging in shit. I'm tripping over stuff. My back hurts. I'm taking Advil. I'm tripping over shit. I'm sweating.
Her beard is all full.
Oh, and you think you're over here just looking like clean Shane McGee?
My point
was...
You
like Kimbo over here, bitch.
My point was I was late because our producer, Mitch, called me to set up a time for this. Never told me the time, never told me the place. And Bob was like, oh, why'd you find out? I was like, well, first of all, A, I'm busy. I know you're busy too. But B, this is how we have done a lot of it. So this is not crazy and weird that I didn't find out the exact time. We have literally scheduled episodes of the podcast and then none of us have shown up. And then we are talking. We're like, girl, we're we supposed to do something today. So this is not like a crazy
but
thing.
All I'm saying is I knew the time.
And I'm because we're at your home.
But I had shit to do today. I have not been sitting in my home doing.
I want
to
see a receipt. Give me a Google map. Drop a pin, bitch.
I literally have these are receipts of my shopping that I was out doing today. Literal receipts.
Also, we came from another country and like.
Thank you. I flew in from Montreal today. I had two meetings before I got
here.
You
were in Canada. You must have been in Connecticut, bitch. We were in New York. You were not flying in from Canada to Mississippi. That is, how many hours is that flight?
An hour and 2 and 29
minutes. Bitch, it is, takes longer to get from Philadelphia to New York City than it does to get from fucking Montreal. And I act like you crossed the Serengeti to be here.
Oh, so you think that the airport that I don't have to do TSA, the airport.
First you, of should you, get know, go, you need to get global entry.
I do have global entry, but you know traveling is very, I'm not, by the way, I'm not.
I just came from the Mediterranean. I just came from Los Angeles. So yeah, I've been international too, honey. Honey, I've been in 3 countries. I've been in 5 countries in the past fucking 2 weeks, honey.
You are so nasty,
bitch. I have been in 5 countries in the past. How many you been in?
I've been in 3, bitch.
5. I win. That's 3 countries. God. America, Canada, and
oh
where?
Oh, my God. America, Canada, and New Jersey. The great country of New Jersey. It was lovely.
Oh, my God. I hate you. You are so ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. I can't believe I put up with this.
A new country. You tried it, Patty. Come from an hour and a half drive. Came from a new country. Oh, it took me longer to get from the fucking east side.
Anyway,
I am sweating.
I actually think my car ride from the airport took longer than our flight.
Oh my God, I am sweating. This is so ridiculous.
Because the bullshit is literally pouring out of your pores,
shut
bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
Anyway, today's episode. This is a very special episode of Sibling Rivalry.
It's called.
Oh, you see. So now you. Then I try to fight with me, saying he asked Monet who's Pilot Puff is this. I'm like, oh, this is mine. He's like, bitch, no, it's not. It's my. I was like, no, it's mine.
Also, Monet often steals my belongings. It's true, Monet. You said you're gonna try to take this jacket out of the house.
I asked you if I could borrow it to get a pattern.
You said I'm taking this jacket
after you refused to give it to me.
But it's my jacket.
Okay,
I'll send you my pants back. You gotta stop hitting the table.
Okay. I don't want your pants.
You can't slide it back, boo.
We don't. I think.
I mean, but you don't. I didn't offer you. I mean, you asked for the pants.
I think it slid forward in the course of us.
Probably.
Yeah. That's what.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we're answering questions.
Are we?
This is what we're trying to say. We are answering questions from the listeners and the viewers.
Yeah.
Where's my phone? Let's get these questions.
I feel so strange.
Why do you feel strange?
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Well, you are. I attacked you. Because I attacked you and your personage. All right, so we should go one by one. Okay, someone said.
Why you get to. Okay, you know, you go first.
You can go first.
Okay, I don't mind. Go.
Okay. Do you want to say the.
How did you get it to look like that? What did you press? Look
like what?
How do you. Oh, I didn't know you could do that. Work.
Surprise. What'd you do? How's yours?
I just went to this.
What?
You go to other.
No. Hoagie Live wants to know, are you living for the new Sierra? P.S. Miss your mugs. You know,
Greg Hoagland.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know that Sierra had a new song. Is it good?
Yes, level up.
Is it kind?
Well, honestly, it kind of sounds like Aja's song. But
level your pussy that.
Here it is.
What did it just sound like? I was, ew.
Are you looking for the song?
I mean, I feel like if I was in a club at 2 a.m., a little drunk, and this song came on, I would live.
Can I say what song is getting my pussy and turned all the way inside out?
You won't stop playing it and singing the lyrics and dancing to it.
I like dollars. I like diamonds. I like shining.
Also, this is not new. This is old.
So I discovered the song too late. Yeah. I'm always behind. Don't
You're
act brand
an
new.
Old-ass lady, girl.
You want to fight me? All right, what's your question? Are you living for the new Sierra song or not?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds. I just said, if I see, not listening. If I was drunk in the club at 2 a.m. and this song came on, I would fucking live.
I was listening. All right, what's your question?
My question. Oh, this is a good one. Ooh, I was gonna get so mad at this.
What?
If you could pick any queen to replace RuPaul, who would you pick and why?
Why would I get mad at that?
Because I'm not gonna say you.
I would tell folks, whenever I meet someone who wasn't rooting for me in my season, I'm like, you do not have to be rooting for me to fucking be cool with you. You can root for someone else. That's fine. I'm not upset about that.
If we could pick any queen, that's tough.
If I was going to pick anyone to replace RuPaul, it'd be Todrick Hall. That's the realty. I think Todrick would be good at that role. That is the genuine.
You think so?
I really do.
Why? What is why?
I think that Todrick knows a lot about what it means to make it for yourself. I think he knows how to self-start. Yeah. I think he is a good judge of talent. And I think he's extremely talented and smart.
He's so fucking talented.
His ass is getting huge.
Hey, girl, he is on par with Monet Exchange.
Girl, let's not get crazy.
He is. Todrick has a big ass.
That was my Monet. I watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows.
What do you think about the name Exact Change?
Oh, if someone named Zach, they'd be cute.
Exact.
If someone named was Zach, then it was Exact Change.
Exact Change. That's cute.
That's cute. All those names make more than Sister Monet Exchange. Because you said Monet Exchange is a thing. Short Change is a thing. Exact Change.
Monet, Money Exchange, that is a
thing. It's a currency exchange.
No, you've never walked out 40.
And it says currency exchange.
No, you live in New York. You never seen a money exchange. Like, you make no sense. I've seen currency
exchange. Have you ever seen any money, something that says money exchange?
Yes.
Well, yes and one no. It says currency exchange.
No, they say money. The one on Times Square that I saw, it says money exchange. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Patty just said it says currency exchange. Ask him what's wrong with him. Ask him. Look at him and ask him what's wrong with him right now. Ask him. Look him in his face.
Patty, what is wrong with you? I
appreciate being attacked.
It says currency exchange.
Come over.
It says currency exchange.
I mean, some of them say money exchange. They say currency exchange. They flip-flop between them. Fans, can y'all please... Okay, can y'all please screenshot all the money? If you ever see a money exchange, screenshot it
and post it on Bob's.
And post it on Bob's.
Post it on Monet's Twitter.
Tag that one, Monet Exchange. And all the money and all exchange the booths.
Currency exchange booths.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I had to pick a queen, honestly, I would say Bianca. Because I feel like Bianca would do it with a lot of integrity. And I just feel like Bianca would be a cool one to take over.
Well, they get mad when RuPaul says some stuff they think's offensive. What's going to happen when fucking Bianca comes on the scene?
I know. Bianca would be very irreverent.
You have lipstick all over your teeth. What Drag Race queen do you hate the most and like the most?
Work.
I bet you won't answer.
I'm about to be very real.
I bet you won't answer. I bet you won't get crook.
Okay. Who do I hate the most?
That's a question coming from.
Yeah, who said it?
What? Deja_vu_10.
I hate the most Tyra Sanchez. I think Tyra Sanchez is rude, nasty. She's a cunt. During my season.
Pretty much, I will let Tyra know that she is a fat cunt.
On the Snatch Game episode of my season, she randomly tweeted a picture of me, my Grace Jones look, and it said, "Rest in peace, Monet Exchange. Cause of death, coonery."
Okay, ooh. When black people use the word coon to call another black person, that is more hateful than a white person using the word nigger.
You think so?
I really do.
I don't think so.
I really do, because it is you intentionally using a word that you know, it's a racial epithet coming from, the call is coming from inside the house, Monet.
But you get the same argument can be made for nigger.
No. Because coon is never used to be like, oh, that's my coon. No one said that. Hey, that's my coon.
But people can say that. People who live.
People say that's my nigga. Like,
but that's because young people have done it. Older people don't feel that way.
It's intention. The intention behind coon is never, hey, yo, that's my coon.
Well, but honestly, I'm not even trying to be funny. I always do a thing. I really think I have heard hood ass niggas say that before. Not even trying to do a thing. But also,
that's how. I will say this. I have heard someone say Ace Boone Coon.
Right, and that's where coon comes from.
That's a coon does not come from Ace Boone Coon.
I'm saying Ace Boone Coon comes from coon. Like, it's the whole reclaiming shit.
Coon is white people saying that black people look like raccoons.
Right, but Ace Boone Coon comes from.
I know what Ace Boone Coon comes
from. It's from a coonery.
But it's not like when people. But I'm talking about just the word coon.
Whether it's the word, whether it's a piece of it, whether it's a quarter of it, whether it's the whole thing, it's still the same root as coon.
So now nigga and nigger don't have a difference.
But that's
just, whether it's the ace of it or part of it or the root of it.
Canceled. Anyways, okay.
So you get what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Because
when black people call people coon, just the word coon, they are trying.